Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
In our younger years, most of us guys felt like we could probably conquer the world. And we probably could have at that state and time. But let's face it, you know, around 40, 40-ish, some major changes started to occur. A few extra pounds around the midsection, a little bit less energy, focus not that clear, and maybe even a diagnosis of high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Add into that unresolved stress, financial problems, carrying the world on our shoulders, and we kind of start to see a slowing down of our daily routines. But even with all of that, us guys rarely focus, never discuss, and truly have a hard time accepting that change is happening. The light bulb does eventually go on, and we do sit up and take notice when there starts to be a change in our ability to, well, perform in the bedroom. It's a problem that affects about 30 million men in the United States, but one thing all of these changes have in common are low testosterone levels, and of course, we have to bring stress into the equation as well. You know, today we're learning a lot about the reasons we have problems with erectile situations. And, you know, of course, we see all the commercials that are out there for prescription medications that, you know, give us some hope and promise in something that's as important as our intimacy in our life, because intimacy is important. But we need to also realize that how do we approach this in a more natural way, but also that undertow, that information in the background about how we might have got here in the first place. There's a lot of different reasons today why we're experiencing some of these problems with erectile problems. High blood pressure, diabetes, clogged arteries, heart and blood vessel damage, kidney disease, stress, you know, things that are usually, you know, we think about at a much older age. But remember, some of those old age geriatric diseases, well, they're not just old age anymore. We're experiencing a lot of these things at a younger age. There's also the mental part of this as well. You know, there's nothing worse than having a situation where depression and low self-esteem and stress and worry and anxiety, those are all things that intensify the problems of erectile situations. So we really have to realize that we have to kind of take a step back and realize that it is something that we can address. It is something that we can probably realize that we might not be in the minority anymore, and realizing that according to the Merck manual, an estimated 50% of men ages 40 to 70 experience some erectile problems at one time or another. Obviously, the risk increases with our age, but you know, we have gotten a little bit laid back, a little bit lazy, kind of sitting on our laurels a little bit too much. We have adopted a diet that's full of things that clog us up from the inside, and we have to remember that somewhere along the line, we're going to have to make some changes. And how do we make those changes? Well, we need to first of all realize that, you know, doing some things a little differently might make a difference. I mean, obviously, we have to remember that blood flow is very important. Sometimes we as guys have a tendency to not get motivated by health problems. We just kind of, I don't know whether we accept it as the norm or whether we just start to think, well, it's just something that's there. You know, we don't talk about it. You know, I have been in the company of women, where women will sit at a lunch table and talk about every single thing that has to do with their health. While they're ordering lunch, they'll talk about hormones and menstrual cycles and all that kind of stuff as well. We are not in that situation. When you're dealing with erectile dysfunction, you're dealing with it because of the fact that there's some things that are going on. It just doesn't happen. Stress is an issue. A lot of times it is the food that we're eating. We have to remember that heart attacks these days are on the rise. Coronary arteries that get clogged impede blood flow to the heart, to the fingertips, and to the penis as well. We have to remember that having a diet that is clogging from the inside is going to restrict blood flow. And when you start to think about the whole idea of maintaining an erection, blood flow is the common denominator that we all need to realize is the main driving force, if you will, for helping to maintain a healthy erection. Our weight today, weight is a huge issue for men. You carry a lot more weight in the midsection. We have more nerve damage. We're more of a candidate for diabetes. These are things that also affect the nerves, affect the circulatory system. So once again, erectile dysfunction is something that comes about because of that. Blood pressure, high cholesterol. We have to remember that going in for our screenings at least once a year, twice a year possibly, is important. I don't think you should run to the doctor for every single thing, but I think we should go in for our checkups to find out where we are, what has changed, and what has got better. Because many times we don't realize that the side effects of a health problem can be radiated in many different directions. And when you start to hear all the things that could possibly cause you to have erectile dysfunction, I think many times we're taken back that it could be actually related to blood pressure or blood sugar or alcohol consumption or lack of exercise and inactivity. You know, going to the gym is amazing because it helps to increase your circulatory system. It helps to increase blood flow. It helps to lower blood pressure. It helps to maintain an imbalance of our out-of-balance ratio of cholesterol, good to bad. And it also increases blood flow the entire body, up the carotid arteries, to the heart, down the arms, down the legs, and to the lower abdomen. When you have proper blood flow, maintaining an erection becomes a lot easier. The other thing is we have to talk about testosterone and low T. We'll definitely talk about that as well. If you're a smoker, now people know, have been listening to me for 30 some years. I never harp on my smokers. It's a personal thing between you and your vice. But remember, smoking basically is killing our body in one way or another. We know this. Smoking cigarettes can harm blood vessels, curb the blood flow to the genitals. It can also help to keep blood from getting to parts of the body like the heart and the brain. These are very, very important parts of the body that we need to have blood flow. So obviously, it is a situation that we have to address. We know that the psychological stress today of just trying to get through the day, our endurance has slowed down because of stress. You know, our memories are starting to fail us. You know, we are in a situation where we either need to take control and start regrouping and choose a different path. Or these one-time old age situations of erectile dysfunction that used to affect only men when they got to be older, way older. Guess what? We're going to see it at a younger and a younger age. I talk to 30-year-olds that are having erectile dysfunctions or that say that they have no endurance. They have no long-term stamina like we did when we were younger. You know, and that puts kind of a clamp definitely on the intimacy in your relationship as well. So there is a lot of things that we can do, you know, but we have to make sure that we are putting ourselves into a category of being proactive. Talk to your doctor. You know, some men will say, you know, well, I started using the blue pill, or I'm using something that's helping me have a better erection. That's great. I'm glad it's working. But don't you want to know what you can do above and beyond that nutritionally? What you can change in your diet that will maybe make you less of a candidate to have to use that pill? I mean, I think it's wonderful. There are people out there that have brought back the intimacy to their life with having prescription medications for erectile dysfunction problems. I think that's great. But if you are a gentleman that wants to maybe get to the source of the problem, are you inactive? Are you not exercising? Are you not getting the blood flow moving in your body? Are you eating a diet that is clogging you up from the inside? Because, you know, just like when we talked about eye health, when you are focusing on something, there's a million things that have to go on for you to actually see what you're aiming your eyes at. You have to actually almost take a picture. It has to be transported through the eyes, to the back of the eye, to the retina, and then be processed from the brain to disseminate exactly what it is that you're looking at, and then be able to look at something all at the speed, such an intricate speed, to be able to look at something and know what you're looking at. And that's something that we value while we have it. And as we start to lose it, we start to, you know, get very, very desperate. But the intricate process of being able to maintain an erection for most men, a lot of guys don't realize that it is a process to be able to maintain an erection and what actually goes on. I mean, you have to think of an erection as a hydraulic event. The mechanics of the penis is only part of the equation. An erection is a result of a delicate but perfectly balanced process that involves many different parts of the body, hormones and circulatory blood vessels, nerve endings, the brain. If just one of those things is not functioning to capacity or took the day off, guess what? Erectile dysfunction can be a result. So we have to make sure that our basic foundation, the messages that are sent, the neurotransmitters to what the launch pad, can we call it that? The launch pad, getting ready to have a rocket launch. I guess we can talk about that, you know, and putting everything into this balanced action, but at the same time, also dealing with everyday routines of stress. These messengers have to be ready to allow the blood to dilate and increase blood flow and to increase the erection. We have to make sure that we have the capacity of being able to do this. And then after erection, after intimacy, we have reduction and everything kind of goes in the opposite direction. So there is a lot of intricate stuff there. It's not just about arousal anymore. There are actual mechanics that actually get this function going. Now, testosterone is central. It's foundational to our sexual response. Our desire, our libido, our function, our mechanics, our stamina, all of these things, sperm production, all of these things are very, very important and have to have this wonderful balance within our system. But one thing that we fail to understand is that somewhere along the line, we get imbalances. Now, there was a time when I don't think I would ever talk to younger men about testosterone problems, although our testosterone levels do start to drop off in our early 20s. But today, due to chemicals and preservatives and stress and, you know, injury and, you know, different kinds of weakening of the immune system and bad habits and bad vices, we are now talking to people about low testosterone at a very young age. Does it get better? Yeah, it can get better. And you do not have to choose only a prescription source of testosterone. You can use things that are basically secretagogues, things that actually increase your natural testosterone body and your functioning to the body. So there are things that we can definitely talk about, and we should. I like to tell most of the men that I counsel, that I talk with, that you do have the prescription source of testosterone as a backup. It's there. You can talk to your doctor about injections and gels and different things that you can use. You can apply the gels subscrotally and they absorb transdermally through the skin. These are things that are available. There are also side effects involved, and you need to know all of these to make sure that you are working with your doctor to make sure you're monitoring your testosterone levels. I kind of look at things with an understanding, realizing that medications have their great place, and there are people out there who have a better quality of life due to those medications. But on the way to medications, unless it is an emergency situation, there's a lot of different stops that you can investigate along the way. Even if you do end up eventually having to go to a prescription medication, in this case for erectile dysfunction, that's okay. That's what it's there for. But wouldn't you like to try a couple stops along the way that might make things a little bit better? Make some changes that you could personally do yourself that might make you a little bit healthier, a little bit, and bring back a little bit of a better feeling and being in your own skin. You know, I talk to a lot of men between the age of 40 and 60, and many of them will admit they've let themselves go. They don't have the stomach muscles they used to. They're not exercising. They don't have the energy. They're tired all the time. They're eating a diet that's loaded with just a lot of stuff that tastes really good that does absolutely nothing for the body. There's a lot of men out there who will tell them they've lost their intimacy. They don't feel comfortable in their skin, naked in their skin. And I think that's become a big issue. Women have this issue as well, and so do guys. We just don't talk about it. You know, when you put on a lot of weight and you're carrying a lot of weight around your midsection and, you know, we've gained a lot of weight in our chest and we got what they call a man boobs going on because the testosterone balances out and our estrogen levels are too high and we're eating too much fatty food and it's all localizing in our chest and our stomach, it doesn't make for a really good feeling in our skin. So we have to make some changes. We have to do something activity-wise that gets the body moving and gets the circulatory system going. And we do need to make some moderate changes in the diet that we're consuming because it is truly important. And, you know, I'll tell you what, getting to the gym, even if you're doing something basically like a basic cardiovascular, it can make such a big difference in how you feel and the way that your body reacts. We have to remember also that an underlying problem, something like cardiovascular disease and heart disease and clogging of the arteries, you may notice it primarily in erectile dysfunction because you're not getting proper blood flow, but it is also a very sneaky, a very silent, and a very heavy-duty killer because of blood pressure and because of hardening. You know, as the fatty plaque in our body starts to stick to some of these inflamed, damaged areas of the arteries, they restrict blood flow. You remember that 4-lane to 3-lane to 2-lane on most freeways, you know, and where you're restricting traffic to work on the thing and everybody's cramming into that one little lane. Well, let me tell you, that one little lane will eventually get the traffic through, but it slows the plaque and it causes a chance of rupturing and it can create clotting areas in your body and it can also trigger things like heart attacks and strokes. So when you do find out that you are having these erectile problems, it is not a bad idea to go in for a checkup. Have your blood pressure checked. Have your cardiovascular system checked over. You know, have your cholesterol done. You know, have your testosterone checked. And while you're there, check your C-reactive protein for inflammation and check your vitamin D. And if they're checking omega-3 fatty acids, check that as well. Because this gives you a sound foundation of where you are. It may be stress. It also may be blood pressure, it may be blood sugar, it may be cholesterol, it may be inactivity, it could be a bad diet, but isn't it good to kind of know what you're dealing with? And remember, a great tip is to make sure that you are always keeping a copy of all of your blood works, because your blood work is important, and we want to make sure that we have this information. You know, we talk about a lot of different things here on the show and a lot of different topics. If you want to see ahead of time what's coming up on the show, like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned here on the show on a topic that might just be of interest to you. There's a lot of good periodicals out there, and there's good things that we can definitely talk about. One thing I do want to mention before I forget, the website of the week, menshealthnetwork.org, menshealthnetwork.org, really, really good information. And I hope that you'll take the time to visit some of these because it really does come down to awareness, you know, and the whole idea of awareness is, and I've learned this being on the air for 34 years, I've learned that the things we talk about today are completely different than the things I talked about 30, 20, even 10, or even 5 years ago. The information on these radio shows has to be relevant for today's world. Like I said, I never would have talked about low testosterone years ago to younger men, unless they were much, much, much older. That was the category of the audience that we would be directing the information to. It's not that way anymore. So we have to be flexible, and we have to realize that to talk about these things is something that, well, we need to talk about. We need to have the awareness. And men, we need to talk about it ourselves more often. You need to be able to discuss these things. And, you know, you should be discussing them with your doctor and you should be discussing them with your partner. You know, many men today get into the habit of, you know, just ignoring and not having intimacy and sexual activity. And rather than discussing it or rather than being able to talk about it, because I don't know, it makes us feel what, less manly or less virile, and you know, maybe it takes away our manhood from us. Well, the thing is, we need to address it because there's so many different ways of being able to approach the whole idea of getting our testosterone levels up and getting our erectile problems to become, you know, just a history of something that used to be a problem. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can. I mean, you can go to the doctor with your low testosterone. You can talk to them about, you know, the injections and all those kind of things. But I got to tell you, there's amazing things that are available, and we'll revisit those and talk about those as well, because we're in a world right now where the health and nutrition field has become so amazingly well researched, and there's so many options available that we never had before. You know, I talk to people from many, many different companies, and I ask them, I say, do you think our field has gotten so broad with such great variety just because the companies want to just increase, you know, the awareness and the visibility? Or have we as a nation just gotten so unhealthy that we've had to do even more research to find things that are relevant for the group of us being so unhealthy today? And usually they'll say both. And in this case, you know, stamina and endurance and libido and intimacy and being able to maintain a full erection for the entire process of your intimacy session, these are very, very important things we need to address. Because when you get inside our minds, the mind of a guy, if we have trouble maintaining an erection and we finally get an erection and then we're not able to maintain it, instantaneously, that is going to cause major stress and anxiety, and it affects our mood and it affects our temperament. And if you think that's adding to the positive benefit, it's not. So we need to try to increase our circulatory system, and we need to start addressing some of these things in a more positive way. And you know what? It's not as difficult as you think it is. It's a subject that is hard to start talking about, but once you start realizing that, number one, you're not alone. Number two, this is a very common occurrence today for many, many men. And number three, that you have a plethora of things to choose from. Oh my goodness. It is so amazing that you can take back some of these situations. Yes, I understand that clogged arteries and heart disease and blood pressure and all these things and diabetes and stress and tension and mood problems and inactivity, all these things can add up to erectile problems. But did you ever think that putting some of them in reverse and changing your lifestyle and correcting some of those problems, the effect they could positively have on the one subject that seems to be the most important to us? I have a really good friend, and I've known him for a long time, and he has been dealing with blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol, and mood and depressive situations for a long time, and he's on medication for them, but he never, ever has done anything else. He won't exercise. He hasn't changed the diet. He won't drink the water. He doesn't want to accept that it's a problem, but in his mind, he says, I'm pharmaceutically controlled. So everything kind of stays in a normal range, but his quality of life is terrible. He has no real enjoyment in life. Well, about 6 months ago, he developed erectile problems. The red lights were blinking, the light bulbs were going off, and finally he comes to me and he goes, I need to do something about this. And I said, you realize that all these unhealthy situations have added to this. He says, I understand that, but this is, I really need to focus on this. So we sat down and worked together a diet program from him, some amazing supplementation. He was going to the gym. I mean, within a matter of 3 months, he dropped like 60 pounds. The doctor took him off of his blood pressure meds, off of his cholesterol meds, off of his blood sugar meds. Everything stabilized. He was doing amazing. And with the supplements, with the exercise, with the diet, with the lack of medication, with the water, with the better mood, guess what? That other situation, it remedied itself. Whether it was a combination of getting all those corrected, getting off the meds, a better state of mind, activity, more water, or some of the natural things that are available that he started using. All I know is the end result was he's a happy camper again. Now, he's happy that he's off the meds, and he's happy that all those other situations are under control, but I guarantee you the reason he's the most happy is because erectile dysfunction does not seem to be a problem anymore. And the funny thing is, every time I talked to him, I said, you know, those other things were life-threatening situations. And this was recreational for the most part. And he says, I know that. I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. He said, but no matter what, everything seems to be really good now. And he's really exercising and the diet is amazing. And I don't know what clicked. I think that clicking moment was the non-functioning of the erection and the non-happening of that situation. And that was the motivating factor. But, you know, he's not alone. I will hear from men all the time. I will hear from them all the time. They'll write me, email me, instant message me through my webpage, and they'll send me these notes and they'll say, hey, Jeff, I'm having some erectile problems. I need to get some help. And when we meet or do a consultation or I chat back and forth with them, they've got all these other issues going on. And I ask every one of them, what about all these other things? Well, yeah, I know I need to work on those, but this is really important. We do put a lot of importance on this. And with good reason. Intimacy is a very, very important part of life. A stress relief, it's a way of showing affection and love. Of course, it's reproduction, all these wonderful things that we need to have this for. And I think when we start to lose that, I think I kind of equate it to an older person who has found out they get their driver's license, they can't drive anymore, they have to rely on other people, they might have lost a lot of their friends, and they realize their mortality is right around the corner, and they're starting to notice that they're really old, they're starting to lose their senses about them, and their memory is fading. I equate all of those things when we start to lose our functioning. Let's just call it ED. It's a lot easier. It's like on TV and all the ads, they call it low T. So let's call it ED. It is a problem, but I don't think it needs to be a permanent problem. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people out there due to severe problems with scarring, scar tissue, and plaque building up in the penis, and different kinds of cancer and autoimmune problems and things that come up where there is a permanent situation. I think for the most part, it's some of the vices, it's some of the unhealthy things that we do every day causing the problem. And I think for some of us, we just have to realize and take it as a reality wake-up call that change needs to be done. You know, I think some people make light of the situation, and now the commercials and everything, you know, they're they're lightening up the situation, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe lightening it up and realizing that it doesn't need to be as secretive. It doesn't need to be as silent as we've made it, because there is no shame involved. It's just, I consider it to be a problem that can be, you know, worked on like every other health problem that can need help. So we have to look at ED a little bit differently. We have to realize the testosterone levels have to be addressed. I'm a big believer in everybody taking the time to truly go in and get a checkup and see what's going on. Remember, information is important. And if you're just getting out there and getting into the healthy areas and maybe walking into most health food stores, well, it can kind of boggle your brain. Faced with shelf and shelf of supplements, how do you know which to choose? Better Nutrition, well, they can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips like we're talking about today. Every single issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Make sure you pick up a copy of Better Nutrition magazine at fine health food stores near you today. And also on the topic that we're talking about today, we also always mention, I mentioned already, menshealthnetwork.org for really good information for men. But also there's some good books out there. There's a book called Erectile Dysfunction, probably the most effective permanent solution to finally overcoming impotence and sexual dysfunction for your sexual health by Bradley Martin. It's called Erectile Dysfunction by Bradley Martin. So take the time to look at that as well, because get the information. Don't throw in the towel. And don't jump right into the pharmaceutical because you think it's the only way. There's great information and there's great things that you can look at. And I hope that you'll take the time to do that. I hope you'll remember to go to the radio show page at Radio MD. Look up Talk Healthy Today Show for on-demand podcast of the show. And of course, you want to make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to hear the show live here on RadioMD.com. Bringing you the best of the best. And the best solutions that you can possibly think of. God bless.